Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From USA Today, lead NFL columnist Jared Bell. Jared, Jody Mack here in New York. How you doing, bud?
What's up, my man? How's everything?
Good. Did you have a clue ahead of time that there was a chance that the lawsuit between Kaepernick and Reed and the NFL could be settled? I didn't see that coming. I thought this was going to be a fight to a courtroom. I didn't think there was a chance for a settlement. I give both parties credit for doing that if that's what they wanted to do, but I was surprised. How about yourself?
Yeah, totally shocked, to tell you the truth. Now, as it happened and some of the details came out about the timeline of the case and the next shoe to drop was going to be really significant. So I think, you know, sometimes – whenever you have negotiations or court cases and whatnot, you get that deadline that kind of stares you in the face, either, you know, when the trial opens, you know, when you have to have another hearing, things like that. And so in retrospect, it was not on my radar to even think like that. But maybe if I had been covering it a little bit closer, you might have said, okay, this is coming here in the next few weeks. And so I think that was an impetus for this. But also I think from the NFL's perspective, I assume that, you know, they want to do whatever they can do to move beyond this in whatever fashion they can. You know, they tried to move beyond it by not giving the guy a job and by coming up with an anthem policy and not. But, you know, there is a Kaepernick effect. And we saw it at the Super Bowl in terms of the halftime show and the conversation in the months before the Super Bowl in terms of which artists boycotted. And, you know, they wanted Rihanna, and there's no way she was going to do it given what's happened with Kaepernick. And I think there's a segment of people out there, and especially in the minority community, who are, you know, passionately against the NFL, just like there are a lot of people who are passionate about the anthem issue with another perspective. I don't know if that number is as large, the people who are pro-Kaepernick, but I think it is significant, and I've picked it up anecdotally since this whole issue developed 3 years ago now, that, yeah, there's a lot of people that kind of look down on the NFL because of it. So I think there's a Kaepernick effect in a lot of ways, and this was something that they probably felt they had to do. Not to mention, if there is that court hearing, public or semi-public, certain things are going to get out that the NFL probably didn't want. So I guess Kaepernick had some stuff on him, man.
And he was smart enough to play his cards right to get a settlement. We don't know what the settlement is, and I don't know when or if we're ever going to officially find out what the settlement is. Certainly, Roger Goodell isn't going to leak it. If you were to talk to any of the other NFL owners, on the record, I'm sure they'd no comment because it is a confidential agreement. Off the record, do you think you're going to be able over the next 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, get somebody to give you something as to why this came down the way it came down?
Hey, I don't know if I'm going to get it or not, but I'm sure going to be trying. If I'm trying, I know Peter King and Adam Schefter and, you know, everybody else who covers this league is going to be trying to find out whatever they can on it. So you're right. With the confidentiality clause, you may not get a straight answer. But, the NFL is definitely an environment where – confidentiality is in air quotes sometimes. And just think about the drug policy and how often we hear things, details about what happened in a particular player's case with respect to a suspension or, you know, whatever the substance that he was you know, suspended for, things like that. I mean, sometimes you hear it and it's like way too fast. And it's like, oh, and it was reported by the NFL Network of all people. And that's no knock on Ian Rappaport, but I mean, sometimes you look at the network and you say, boy, that's the Al Jazeera of the NFL, Al Jazeera Network. It's like, are they feeding them information or what? So, yeah, I don't think we've heard the end of it. Now, the interesting thing for me, Jody, is that you wonder if he's going to get another job and how this plays out. Now, there was speculation when the deal went down that it would contain something that said that Kaepernick would not seek employment in the NFL again. Now, right. I think in the real world, maybe that happens when you have cases of, you know, employees going after employers, so to speak, which is kind of what this really is.
Yep.
But Mark Garagos, Kaepernick's attorney, was on CNN, and he didn't indicate that there was some kind of clause. In fact, he probably said it in so many words that there is not a clause that would prohibit Kaepernick from working again, because he talked about, well, maybe Carolina would be a good fit, and there's a couple other teams, I think, that are interested. So he put enough out there from that standpoint to, you know, at least, you know, make it seem like it's common sense that that clause is not there. So how much money is it? I don't know. But, you know, the guy missed two complete seasons already, and there's no guarantee that he's going to have a job when training camp. Well,
one of the teams that he threw out, you mentioned Carolina. The other one was specifically the one that's owned by Robert Kraft, a.k.a. the Patriots.
That's right.
Which,
yeah,
I found very difficult to believe purely from a political standpoint, because I was always led to believe that the owner of the Patriots was quasi-tight with the guy who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And he's been quite outspoken about players protesting during the national anthem. Do you see any way that Kraft would go, yeah, let's bring Colin Kaepernick in for a tryout?
I think it's possible. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I've talked to Mr. Kraft, Robert, about his relationship with Trump over the, you know, nothing recently, but definitely like within the past year or so. And it is an interesting situation he has with him, because Kraft will tell you that he's a lifelong Democrat, and his relationship with Trump kind of, you know, began years ago. They're in those high money circles and at the golf clubs and things like that. But when Robert Kraft lost his wife, Myra, Trump was a real genuine supporter. At least that's the way Kraft tells it, in that unlike most people who may call and express condolences and whatnot and come to the funeral, Kraft said that Trump just really was one who was consistent for a long period of time, would call him like every week to check on him, and just went far and beyond what most people who were associates like him did. And so that's kind of part of their bond. But when you think about all of the other things that Kraft stands for, and you look at, you know, how Trump operates politically, it does seem like oil and water, to tell you the truth. But the fact that Kaepernick could end up with that team, yeah, that would be something, because say it did happen and Kaepernick still wants to take a knee, that would be something. But I think most of the decisions when it comes to football with the Patriots still rest with Bill Belichick, and something like this would obviously have to include Kraft because of all of the other ramifications. And, you know, in talking to Kraft over the years about kind of how that dynamic works with Belichick pretty much has free reign, except for, yeah, well, they're going to do a new contract for Tom Brady and Kraft's got to write the check, that sort of thing, you know, more of the macro. And so I would suspect that this one would go into that macro category. I haven't thought about it from that standpoint until you just mentioned it, so that's why if it sounds like I'm talking off the top of my head, I am.
That's okay. That's sometimes those are the best answers. All right, I need an off-the-top-of-your-head answer here because I only got a minute left. I got one more question to get to.
What you got?
There's no chance for reconciliation between Antonio Brown and the Steelers after he threw the coach under the bus and the quarterback under the bus. No matter how hard the president tries, Rooney, if he gets to sit down with him, they can't mend these fences, can they?
I don't think so. I really don't. Because I think that what we saw at the end of the season was the culmination of, you know, some extended time and many situations. And so I also get the sense that, you know, if Antonio Brown really wanted to remain a Steeler, he would act a lot differently than he has. So sometimes, you know, people want to force their way out. And I think that's part of this. But, yeah, you're right. You know, with Mike Tomlin now getting the public scorn of Antonio Brown on top of Roethlisberger, yeah, I think it says, yeah, he's out of there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Steelers, though, to their credit, you think about all of the receivers that they have brought into their organization, some with high first-round picks, some with sixth-round picks and fourth-round picks. Their track record of getting productive, big-time receivers is the best in the NFL. Go check it. You go look at
Agreed.
The last 15 years of receivers that the Steelers, homegrown talent, guys they drafted, and it's pretty good. So they know how to find receivers. And Antonio Brown's great as a player. We know that, but you know, at some point, it gets to be a matter of diminishing returns when you've got, you know, trauma and drama in the locker room.
They're going to have to find another one because Antonio will be relocated next year. Jack, great stuff. Appreciate you coming on board. Thanks for sharing today, bud.
Okay, man. Have a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.